Good morning, and welcome to the Mojo in the Morning show. Nice to have you guys here with us. We're commercial free right now. We've got second date update coming up here in just a couple of minutes. How would you like to be on a first date and have your mom and dad also at the same place that you were at with the girl that you just met? Well, that happened, and find out what mom did that has caused for a little bit of ghosting to go on. We'll talk about that and do second date update coming up in about, I don't know, less than 17 minutes. So stick around at 8:20. And another chance for you to go to Disney and ride Tron. So we'll have that for you at 8:30. Are you giggling about my timing?
Yeah, it was just weird to hear you be like, 17 minutes.
I don't know. I looked up there. I thought it was 20 minutes. I thought we were at 8 o'clock, but the song kind of brought me over the top of the hour.
I want numbers like that from you all the time.
You like that?
Coming up in 13 minutes.
Coming up in 12 minutes and 42 seconds,
yes.
We will have. Well, actually, coming up probably in like 12 minutes and 42 seconds. Lydia drunk on the streets of Detroit this weekend after she was partying for KP in the big birthday concert that they went to, the country concert. So we'll talk about that. It's Mojo in the Morning Show. So Shannon had kind of a rougher night. Or rougher day. Was this yesterday that this happened, or this weekend?
No, it was yesterday. So Sunday is transition day for my family, which means that my ex-husband, my husband, Andrew, and I switch where the kids are going to be spending the next week. So yesterday, the kids were coming from Andrew's house to my house. And usually transition day is just tough in general. Like it's a lot of feelings as you're going from one home into another home. And I'm always very prepared for that. But Luce has just been, we've been struggling a little bit with her lately. And just lots of emotions that she's going through. She's going to be 9 in 2 weeks. And I think that there's just a lot going on in her life and with families and, you know, blending starting to happen. And so she had a rough day. She got in trouble for the use of her iPod, and there were so many different things. So I hate these mornings, by the way, and I feel like parents know what I'm talking about here when you wake up in the morning and you just have like a heavy heart because you had a tough night with your kids. Like,
yes.
It's not fun. You know, mm-hmm. You wish you could go back and apologize for doing what was necessary for you to do because you feel so bad about it, but you know that you had to, you know, lay down the law and put some consequences into place. So last night, the end of my night was Luce getting a consequence, and she had to be in her room for the remainder of the night. And this was at like 6:45, 7 o'clock. Okay, and it's spring break, by the way. So this sucked for her because she thought she was going to be staying up late with her brother and spring break, right? So she was not very happy with me and just protesting it and freaking out about it. And at one point, I was downstairs watching TV with Smith, my 5-year-old, and she comes down, which she wasn't supposed to be out of her room. She comes down. She had packed her bag, and she marched down the stairs. I could hear her coming down, and she told me she was leaving. That was it. This 8-year-old was out.
Moving out.
Where was she going?
She didn't tell me. I am leaving. And I said, well, you're not leaving. I am leaving. And if you don't let me out, I will open my window and I will climb out onto the roof and I will jump down that way.
I love her.
And Megan, she was dead serious. Like there was not a smirk on her face. She was determined that she was going to run away with this little teeny tiny bag. And I thought, that's a lifetime of clothes packed into that bag. Doesn't really work out for you. But even though I was really angry inside, after the fact, I was thinking, I remember being four, maybe. My dad tells me the story. I don't really remember that I packed my pink bag with the teddy bears on it. And my dad actually let me leave the house. And he said he watched me in the window go down the street and get to the corner. And I turned around and told him, I am going to Las Vegas. That's where I was running away to. I didn't ask Luce where she was going. I should have asked her.
Mine was a Barney suitcase. Packed it up.
Yeah.
Yep. What was in it, though, was no clothes, no food. I did have one naked Barbie.
Sure.
The essentials, one might say.
Mm-hmm.
and a suitcase. And I remember walking so slowly. And my dad's sitting on the porch laughing because he's a good father. And he was like, you're not going far. You're scared of everything. You'll be back in 5 minutes. And I was like, I'm leaving. And I would take 3 steps and look back to make sure he's still watching. I'm never coming back. And I would take another 3 steps and look back. He's still watching. And as soon as my dad went back in the house, I immediately turned around and came home. I was like, can I come back inside?
Yeah. Well, and the scary part yesterday was I had to like keep listening and keep going up to just kind of check and make sure that she was still in her room, because I would never put it past her to open the window. And the way that my house is, where her room is, it's like a very flat roof. So a lot of times, like sometimes in the summer, we'll go out there and put a blanket down and sit and just have like little chat. Or so she knows she can get out there and get down that way.
Boy.
So that is going to be trouble. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm going to have to put locks on these windows. Right.
Yeah. Or you know, put in
an alarm.
Like, alarm, yeah, have it go up. I didn't run away because I was too lazy to run away. But I did, my dad sent me to my room without food one night. And I screamed down from upstairs at them at the kitchen table. And I said, I'm calling the police and telling them that you don't feed me. Yeah. And of course, my dad laughed hysterically. Go ahead, call. They'll see exactly that we do. But Miranda, what's going on?
Good morning.
Hey.
Good
morning.
Did you try to run away from home when you were a kid?
I did.
And how far did you get?
I made it to the tree in our front yard. I jumped out of my bedroom window.
Oh, gee.
I live in a trailer. It's not high up.
Right.
And it was dark outside, and I made it to the tree, and I am terrified still to this day of the dark. I couldn't make it out of my yard. I went back in, and I was like, I tried to run away. Can I go back to my room
But
now?
It was too scary. Yeah.
So. I want to come home.
And then what did your parents think, like, when they find out you jumped from the window to the tree?
He was like, you really thought you were going to make it past the yard in the dark? Really?
That's scary, though, isn't it? As a parent, was your mom scared at all about you doing that, about you climbing down?
I mean, I won't even walk down the hallway in the dark, so she knew the fact that it was dark out. I wasn't going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
See, I ran away one time, and it was we had a tree fort in our backyard, and I walked out, and I sat in there for hours, you guys. And went, my parents don't even know that I'm gone.
Yeah.
Back inside.
That's worse.
Nobody said anything, and I just went back to bed.
And I'm the only one here that never tried to run away, and I think it's because of that fear. I felt like they wouldn't come after. They wouldn't care.
It sucks.
Hi, Jake.
Hey. So my daughter, Emily, she's so funny. She wanted to go to the park so bad. And so it was, like, raining, and we told her that it's not going to happen. So she's like, okay, fine. I'm just going to run away, and I'm going to go live at the park. And I'm like, sure, that's what you want to do, go for it. So she grabs her suitcase, and I said, so what are you going to pack in there? And she goes, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Okay. So she goes to her room, and she has this soft blankie that she loves. So she grabs her soft blankie, she grabs her favorite doll, and one granola bar. I said, you have fun. So I let her walk out the house. And she, you know, she would try to come back in to grab some stuff. I said, no. If you're not going to live here, then you can't come grab the stuff from my house.
She's
walking out, and, you know, she's standing there. And I see her just standing by the tree and not doing anything. So finally I opened the door and I said, so are we done with this whole facade, or are you going? And she goes, I'm sorry, I come inside.
Oh, man. This is a wild. So, Vicky, hi.
Hi.
What did your mom do?
When I told her I was running away, she made me a sandwich for the road. And she asked if I had clean underwear and a blanket.
Oh, my gosh.
What a good mom.
And when I did run away, I apparently went out. We had two large dogs at the time, and I went out and sat in their outdoor doghouse thinking that nobody knew where I was at. But, of course, you know, I found out later she did know where
right.
I was at. But,
yeah.
Yeah. I didn't last very long.
It's wild. A couple texters saying that their kids did run away and were gone for a little bit and scared the crap out of them. But they never did it again after that because they were also just equally as scared. I always thought to myself, I'm like, where would my kids go if they said that they were going to run away? Like, where would be the first places that they would?
Would it be like an extra neighbor, like a friend's house?
Yeah. What's up, Anne?
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
Love you guys.
We love you. Your daughter did what Shannon's daughter did. She said she was going to run away.
Yeah. She started to pack her bag, so I helped her pack her bag. Yeah. I put her toothbrush, her toothpaste in there. I said, make sure you got extra underwear. And then I put two bricks in the suitcase. So it was really, really heavy.
Wow.
You're so mean.
So I watched her walk out, walk down the street, and just in those 10 minutes, she came back and she said she contemplated life. And she said that bag was heavy. And she said that the bag was a sign that her life was going to be heavy.
Oh, that's very cute. That's awesome.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Thank you for the call. That's a great story.